Butt Virgin's Mega Bundle. 10 Naughty Stories. Written by Kimmy Welsh. Narrated by Sierra Klein. Her first. Butt Virgin's One. It was all going really well with my boyfriend and I, until he tried to put his cock in my ass. I guess it's not that I was particularly against that kind of thing, but it would be nice to get a little warning beforehand, you know? He went down on me and gave me a terrific orgasm, and then he slowly kissed his way up my naked body before finding my mouth and gently turning me over onto my back. I thought he was going to fuck me from behind. I really like that. But instead, I felt the head of his cock try to press its way inside my tight hole. "What the hell are you doing?" I asked, suddenly shattering the moment.
"I was gonna try and fuck your ass, baby," he said, as though it were no big thing.
"You were just gonna fuck my ass without telling me?" And what if I didn't want to do that? He seemed lost for words all of a sudden, holding his cock like a little boy being told off. "I can't fucking believe you sometimes," I said, standing from the bed and putting my clothes back on.
"Emily, you're 19. I thought you might want to try it."
I was getting dressed in more of a hurry now. "Well, maybe you should fucking ask before you assume," I said, wriggling my jeans back up to my waist.
"Come on, you don't have to leave."
I sighed and stared at him all naked on the bed. "Just think before you do stuff like that," I said warily. "I'll call you tomorrow."
"Emily, wait," he said.
But I didn't want to hear any more. I closed his door and left the house. I guess it said enough that he didn't try to follow me. Although, maybe that was a good thing. Anyway, that kind of put me in a bad mood for the rest of the day. I wasn't expecting Andy to be at home, so I kind of thought I'd be able to sulk it off for a few hours. It was a bit of a shock to see him when I walked through the door.
"Hey, Emmy,"
he said chirpily as I walked into the kitchen. "Hey," I replied, a little somber. "How come you're home?"
"I took a day off. What's up?"
he asked. He could tell straight away. I was kind of close to Andy ever since I moved in. He was like a much older brother. I sat down heavily at the counter. "It's nothing, I guess." He stopped peeling fruit and turned to me.
"Come on, honey. You can talk to me."
"Could I?"
"What's bothering you?"
he asked again, standing in front of me in that green and blue flannel shirt of his I liked so much. Andy was a health freak, and he always managed to fill every inch of anything he wore. If he wasn't eating healthy food, he was out exercising. He was one of the fittest 40-year-olds I knew. "Well, it's Josh," I began.
"Oh, boy. What's he done now?"
he asked, expectant. I sometimes got the impression he didn't like Josh very much. I kind of skirted around the issue. "It's okay to not do something that your partner wants to, right?"
"Of course, baby."
"Even in the bedroom?"
"Especially in the bedroom,"
he said, turning a little sterner now.
"What happened, baby?"
"Andy, I don't know if I can talk to you about this stuff." He walked around the counter and came closer.
"Emmy, you can talk to me about anything, sweetie,"
he said, moving my blonde hair behind an ear and kissing my head. I looked into his eyes and wondered if he might regret saying that.
"Obviously you don't have to talk about it,"
he said, moving away a little.
"But it sometimes helps."
"He," I began, and stopped myself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?